North Sound 1.
North Sound 1 Energy. Offshore Europe special with GE Oil & Gas. Fueling the future of the energy industry through technology innovation.
Hi, I'm John Millis, and it's day three of Offshore Europe. Coming up, all the news and interviews that you need. As we look to harness the youth into the industry, we'll chat to your future in energy managing director, Tom Clark, about how he aims to do that. I'm also here from Costain Company as well. But first, a look at all the day's headlines.
That's day three of Offshore Europe 2015 come to a close. And today has been a day of very mixed opinions. We started off the day by speaking to oil expert Alex Russell. He told us if the price of oil doesn't rise, the sector will collapse. But then we spoke to the head of the new efficiency task force. He believes the industry can adapt to the price and become slicker and more profitable. Meanwhile, elsewhere, oil firm Shell have been talking at the event about the need to encourage more young people and women into the industry and their plans to do so. And a keynote speech took place on Europe's growing demand to import energy. We'll be back with more headlines for the final day of Offshore Europe 2015 tomorrow.
North Sound 1.
It's been a day of conflicting opinions on the North Sea. First of all, this morning, we spoke to oil expert Alex Russell. He told us that the sector is at a crossroads. If the price doesn't rise, the industry will collapse. But if it does, it might have 50 years of production left.
It's clear that if you reduce the manpower at your disposal, then you're saving a lot of costs. If you do less exploration than you were doing before, then of course the costs will be down. Yes, cost cutting is the first reaction of any industry to hard times. But at some point there, in order to go back to where we were, we would have to start spending again big time, and I'm not sure we're ever going to be back to in that situation in the North Sea. It was absolutely necessary for the industry to reduce its costs. Unfortunately, in some way, that's an indictment of the oil industry over the years. Why were these inefficiencies allowed to exist in the first place? Why were steps not taken to make the practices within the oil industry as tight as they possibly could have been? In essence, the inland revenue have lost taxes over the years by these inefficiencies in the oil industry. So that's one way of looking at it. But yes, it's good that the Oil and Gas Authority appear to be having an impact now in helping to reduce the costs. Long may that continue.
Do you think that will have a positive impact, reducing the costs, or do you think that the industry is kind of past saving?
Unless the oil price goes up to at least $70 a barrel, I think the outlook is bleak, absolutely bleak for the North Sea. If it remains less than $50 a barrel, I think we're entering the decommissioning stage, regardless of what the Oil and Gas Authority does or what Oil and Gas UK does.
Then we spoke to the heads of the new efficiency task force. He believes all firms need to do is reduce costs and they can adapt to the new low price.
We have become a wee bit inefficient in what we do. We've been focused on safety, we've been focused on production, getting things done quickly, and in all of that, there's lots of places where we can be more efficient with the fallen oil prices and to make sure that we're here for the long term. When we can secure that efficiency increase, then we'll be in great shape for the future. I'm not an oil economist. What I do observe from my humble cheap seat is that the world will need hydrocarbons for quite some time as we transition to other kinds of energy. So ultimately, consumption is going up. It's a wasting commodity. There's less of it there. And so my view is, in the medium term, the price will go back up. The really important thing is that the cost of getting it out of the ground is largely in our hands. So that's what the Efficiency Task Force is trying to do. Let's not try and worry about the price of oil. Let's try and have an industry that works at, you know, $40 or any other price. And there's so much inefficiency that we can address that I'm really confident we can do that. I can see so many areas where we can just get slicker. We can do things quickly, inexpensively, and just as safely that, you know, I'm really convinced we'll be able to retool what and how we do things so that we're in great shape for $40 oil. And if we can do that, then we'll be in even better shape when we get to $70 oil.
North Sound 1.
North Sound 1 Energy. Offshore Europe special with GE Oil and Gas.
This year's theme, to inspire a generation, has been prominent throughout the exhibition. North Sound spoke to the chair of SPE Aberdeen Young Professionals, Wonyola Scott. He discussed the future for young people looking to get into the industry.
I think the oil industry now needs to begin to reposition itself by being creative in how it goes about bringing talent into our industry. Because sadly, I'm not very convinced we're very certain how the Generation X, Generation Y folks, what they want, what inspires them. And I think the key is once we're able to understand that as an industry and creatively put together recruitment efforts, to put together internships or co-ops or things of that nature, that will bring these people in. Now, when I first started my career in oil and gas, one of the things I wanted as a young person, obviously, was to get something that inspires me to be dynamic on the course of my work, things that make me not static on doing things repetitively, because I'm a young person. And so when the industry begins to think of how they can position themselves on that front, I think younger people tend to get attracted to such things, and that might change the game as we go on, I think.
So what are the specific things that if you were to speak to younger people that you would say are the reasons they should be getting into the oil industry?
That's a good question. Now, our industry is, in my view, a bit risk averse when it comes to uptake of technology. Now, the younger generation tend to buy into this. They're more technology inclined. Now, our industry, where we are today, obviously, there is going to be jobs for the next couple of years, next decades, in my view. And what we do need is technology to make that happen. And the current technology we have now has only helped us so far. And then what we need now is people, the younger generation, that have that drive to chase after technology, who are less risk adverse, to take on technology.
Okay, you talked about the technology trying to attract people to jobs. What would you say to young people to try and encourage them amidst the job losses they're getting now? If they think that might put them off getting into the industry, what would you say to kind of reassure them?
I would say to not lose hope. There is definitely hope for our industry. This is just a phase. I would encourage younger people to keep hope alive, and I'm sure something would come through. It's just a phase and we'll get through it very soon.
Shell hosted a session today to welcome their new intake for both their engineering and girls in energy schemes. We spoke to external relations advisor Gillian Hay about whether the industry was doing enough to encourage more women and young people to participate. Tell me a little bit about how you think we can get young people invigorated by the oil industry and get them involved.
I think, well, it's a lot about if it's showing them what the different opportunities are. Sometimes the opportunities aren't that obvious, so if we can show them the different wealth of career opportunities there are in the industry, we can really inspire them, invigorate them to choose STEM subjects at school, and hopefully they can consider a career in STEM.
One of the things you mentioned was the Girls in Energy scheme. Do you think that currently the oil industry is doing enough to get women involved in the business?
I think that women are really kind of an underrepresented group. I think that's fairly obvious within the oil and gas industry, and you know, companies like Shell and others are doing a lot to kind of encourage girls into engineering. So our Girls in Energy program is all about showing girls the wealth of opportunities that there are for both men and women, and sometimes it's just about targeting them specifically to let them know that the opportunities are equal and that they can have those opportunities as a career in STEM just as much as boys.
This year, Offshore Europe announced that the 2017 exhibition will include a decommissioning zone for the first time. Exhibition manager Gareth Rapley told North Sound more about it.
Decommissioning has been present at Offshore Europe for a large number of years now, along with deep water technology. And Offshore Europe's prided itself on being an event which is by the industry for the industry. And we've created the decommissioning zone based upon the industry demands and the industry trends that are going on, and requests from our attendees and exhibitors to further showcase and highlight the technology challenges and also the industry expertise that's required for decommissioning. So we're delighted to be launching the decommissioning zone in 2017 and working with Decom North Sea.
Can you tell me a little bit about what the zone will comprise of?
So we're going to have a number of things happening in the decommissioning zone, similar to the format that we've been using in the last few years for the deep water. And this will comprise of a dedicated content theatre, which will highlight the technical expertise and industry challenges that are needed to be required to help decommissioning. And we'll also have a special focus on some of the key projects that have been happening over the last few years or coming up. And then finally, an exhibition area where companies are able to showcase their products, services and technology, which is going to help accelerate the decommissioning programmes.
And then just quickly based on this year, I know this theme is to inspire a generation. How's the exhibition this year being managed to fit in with that?
Very well. We're very pleased with how things are going. I think the Inspiring the Next Generation works on so many different levels, from looking at our younger generation, how we're going to inspire them into a career in oil and gas, from looking at the new technologies that are going to be required to help that generation, and also as move ahead over the next 20 to 30 years, as industry expert Sir Ian said, there's a long time left yet in the North Sea. So we're very pleased with how the exhibition is being able to showcase those technologies, and also the challenges that the industry is facing. Companies are able to provide the cost efficiencies or ways to save money. So I think the exhibition has provided an important platform that the industry can get together and discuss those.
I also spoke to the chief executive of DCOM North Sea, Karen Seath. She said that despite the obvious negatives of oil fields closing in the North Sea, it also presented an opportunity.
On the flip side of every challenge, there's always an opportunity, or generally an opportunity. So I would say there are opportunities out there. Some of those figures I've mentioned, you see there's lots of wells to be plugged and abandoned. There's a significant number of installations to be decommissioned. So that means both offshore and onshore, there are opportunities out there.
North Sound 1.
North Sound 1 Energy. Offshore Europe special with GE Oil and Gas. Fueling the future of the energy industry through technology innovation.
We're live from Offshore Europe 2015. We'd love for you to come down and see us. We're at stand 5A102. It's free to get in, and you can just do that in the door. You can pop along anytime you like. Fraser Mackay is the sector director from the Costing Group here at Offshore Europe 2015. Inspiring the Next Generation is what it all is about. And Costing seems to have already adopted that here at Offshore Europe.
Well, as usual, it's a very interesting event for suppliers to the oil and gas industry. As you may know, Costain are a company with a broad range of activities. We have several sectors that are not oil-related. And in the oil and gas sector, we have full sector capability from upstream, midstream to downstream. So when we come to an event like this, we're looking at customers that we can work with beyond perhaps just the traditional North Sea market.
Probably an advantageous thing to not just be in the North Sea market, but also to have diversification in this period in time.
I think especially at times like this, it's important. Even in the oil and gas sector, our midstream business is particularly buoyant at the moment, and our downstream business is strong. So we look at our investment in the upstream sector as being something that we're going to maintain for the future and work our way through the current climate.
This all sounds good to anybody that's driving down here just now. As we know, Offshore Europe is one of these events that's, it's not just for the industry, it's free to anyone to come along. We were talking yesterday about there being 65,000 job cuts over the period of time that this downturn has occurred. But obviously, if you're in a good position, you'll be looking to hire.
Well, the people that are important aren't the people that are working in the industry now. It's the people that are working in the industry in 20 years' time. I mean, I'd encourage children who are at school to follow through on maths and physics and go get into engineering, because that's the talent that we need. And it's only with that talent that we'll be able to sustain the industry for the next 30, 40 years. So it's very important.
Right now, I'm with a guy called Tom Clark from Your Future in Energy.
That's correct.
Now, tell me about Your Future in Energy. What exactly is that? Who are you aiming it towards?
Well, we have two aspects to Your Future in Energy. One is a delivery arm where we go into schools and make young people aware of the opportunities in the energy sector. Specifically, we're working with Aberdeenshire and five councils at the moment. The other aspect is we're building one we think is one of the best resources out, a niche resource, in which young people, older people, public right across, parents, can put in and search for the ideal job. Now, what I mean by that is young people are beginning to choose subjects. That's a challenge for parents and young people alike. So they can put in the subjects, click that button, and every job with that subject requirement will come up.
So if you're coming along to Offshore Europe and you are perhaps in that phase, then this is the sort of time to come along and see yourself.
Absolutely. I think, it's been a peculiar 3 days. We're seeing a different type of Offshore Europe. There are challenges ahead, but like all challenges, there are solutions. And we are still very much speaking to companies who are very interested in the development of the next generation. In fact, tomorrow we are speaking on behalf and alongside the Institute of Mechanical Engineers, which is a far wider range than just energy, but who want us to present the next generation. So if anybody's interested in that, especially parents or industry, we are at the hub specifically the elevator, and we are live as of 9:30, and we have quite a variety of speakers and a question and answer programme afterwards, so people are interested.
If you don't know where the hub and an elevator are, by the way, if you're coming to the ACC, then it's basically straight on around the corner to the left. It's as simple as that, and there will be directions there tomorrow. You can find everything that you need at northsome1.com/offshore, northsome1.com/offshore.
And that was Offshore Europe Day 3. Tomorrow tends to be more about the youth, and seeing as how that's been the process of the entire week, harnessing the youth and getting them interested in the future industry, that is going to be a massive day. Some of the exhibitors disappear for the last day, but we'll have all the schools and academies coming in and meeting some of the people from the industry, hopefully forging relationships in the future and finding the new engineers and everyone else will inhabit the offshore industry. Thanks for listening.
North Sound One Energy. Offshore Europe special with GE Oil and Gas. Fueling the future of the energy industry through technology innovation.